Now, it may not feel like it with the grey skies hovering over the country at the moment, but new research suggests we're likely to see a substantial increase in the likelihood and extent of extreme heat events here in Ireland. Scientists at Maynooth University have found that Ireland is now 20 times more likely to experience its highest ever temperature, that's 33 degrees Celsius, than 80 years ago. Well, I'm joined now by lead report author Professor Andrew Parnell of the Hamilton Institute at Maynooth University. Andrew, you've been looking at the period between 1942 and 2020. Talk us through the key weather changes identified.
Yes, good morning, Kate. So, we've taken all of the weather station data from 1942 to 2020. It's about 180 weather stations. And what we've done is we've looked at temperatures above a high threshold, so say 28, 29 degrees, and looking at how often they're changing. And the way we calculate these changes is we create something called return period. So these are the number of years on average you would expect to experience an event. And what we've seen is that a temperature event of 33 degrees, which we've experienced before, we had one in Phoenix Park a couple of years ago, that's changed from being a one in 180 year event in 1942, so pretty rare, to now being a one in 9 year event in 2020, so much more common. And if you look even more extreme than that, so if you go to 34 degrees, which we've never experienced in Ireland before, that's changed from a one in 1,600 year event, so really, really rare in 1942, down to a one in around 28 year event in 2020.
So what does your modelling tell us then about when we're likely to see those high temperatures of 33 degrees and upwards?
Yeah, I mean, like most things about the weather, it's really hard to predict really precisely. The way I like to think of it is, it's kind of like we're rolling a dice on the 1st of January every year. And if you get a 6, you get a very, very hot year. If you get a 1, you get a very, very cold year. So all of those random weather changes are always going to happen. But what we're doing is we're changing the faces of the dice. So we're changing the 5s to 6s. So now you're much more likely to get extreme years of high weather. We can't predict exactly when they're going to come, but we can say when we expect them to come over a time window.
So we can't predict exactly when they're going to come, but we do know the factors behind it. To what extent then is the impact and extent of climate change responsible for these changes?
I mean, there's not much that's changed. We've only looked at a very short period of time. And geologically, 1942 to 2020 is no time at all. The only thing that's really changed since then is us pumping greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. So it's us that's causing it. I mean, we focus all the time in the media on 1.5 degrees because that was the value of the Paris Climate Agreement. But that's an average change. What we're looking here is the extreme changes, the things that are really high, and they seem to be changing faster. So we think the extreme changes are between sort of 2 and 3 degrees, which is much faster than the average changes, which is much worse for us.
Well, let's discuss some of the implications then of those extreme temperatures. What impact will they likely have on public health, agriculture, the resilience of infrastructure, for instance?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. So we only really looked at the occurrence, but we know from other countries that when you start to get more extreme temperature events, they affect vulnerable people more. So, I mean, we're going to see more A&E emissions. We've seen in this research that we've seen not only do the extremes increase, we get more high temperatures, but they actually become more widespread. I mean, events above 28 degrees, which would be very, very hot in Ireland, have actually doubled in size. And that has big impact for agriculture. I'm working on another project where we're trying to work out what kind of types of wheat you might want to grow under different types of climate change, because we know that we need things which are more resistant to drought. And then, as you say, you've got infrastructure, you've got things like roads melting, you've got other problems with cooling buildings that can happen. That wasn't really the focus of our research, but we need to be prepared for those things a bit further down the line.
And indeed, how can we prepare for those impacts? Is more research needed?
Well, I mean, so the next stage for us is to move beyond just the occurrence, apply this in some other countries, because really this is the first place that this kind of level of detailed model has been applied to is for Ireland. So we need to extend out the types of places we're doing that. And we're doing this through a new initiative. So there's a new Science Foundation Ireland Research Centre called Climate Plus, which involves all the universities in Ireland and the two in the north. And we're looking at this kind of thing. So I think you'll see many, many more reports in terms of how we can prepare for this kind of thing. I kind of see it like preparing for another pandemic. We need to be able to set up so that when these kind of things happen, we're ready for them and we know how to react and we can do the best we can. But we probably will need to suffer through some of these.
And just briefly, you mentioned the resilience of infrastructure there. What exactly would be involved in that?
I mean, I'm not an infrastructure expert at all, but my guess is looking at how we keep everybody cool. I mean, we know other countries have these kind of cooling stations in various cities where people, if they're feeling too hot, we know they're vulnerable, we can move them to those specific places where they can actually cool down. I mean, heat stress is a really difficult problem from the human body. There's one thing that meteorologists measure called the wet bulb temperature, which is, it's kind of like you take a thermometer and you put it in like a wet rag. When that gets above, I think it's 35 degrees, it's almost fatal for humans. So there are really profound health implications for these very high temperatures. And we do need to create places where people can go to cool down.
A stark warning indeed. Well, Professor Andrew Parnell, thank you for joining us. That was Professor Andrew Parnell of the Hamilton Institute at Maynooth University.